This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.
Have you ever eaten kosher food? That's food which conforms to the Jewish dietary regulations of kashrut. These regulations forbid consuming pork or shellfish of any kind, for example. Meat from other animals, such as cows and lamb, are okay, provided restrictions are met. But they must be slaughtered according to set guidelines. All kosher rulings are overseen by trained rabbis from a kosher certification agency. They inspect, uphold, and grant rights to label a food kosher. Ordinarily, kosher food is associated with the Jewish faith. But it's becoming very popular among non-Jews, too. According to the Jewish Telegraphic Agency, as of 2018, there were approximately 7.5 million Jews in the United States. But, according to a study by the Quartz Business News website, 41% of all packaged foodstuffs there are certified kosher. In fact, the global kosher food market is predicted to rise to $60 billion in annual sales by 2025, according to PR Newswire, a press release distribution network. Why might this be? One reason is the possible perception that kosher food is cleaner or healthier. Another is the guarantee that certain allergens, such as shellfish, will definitely not be permitted. And its protocols mean anyone seeking to avoid certain animal-based ingredients, such as gelatin, can do so. It appeals to a more health-conscious consumer, says Menachem Lubinsky, CEO of Lubicom. They're the organizer of Kosherfest, a two-day event that advertises itself as the world's largest and most attended kosher-certified products trade show. In 2019, at its 31st event in New Jersey, attendance was up from the previous year by 800, and 300 new products were on display. In addition, non-Jewish-owned companies from places such as Pakistan, South Korea, and Italy were in attendance. So keep your eyes peeled for an authorized kosher trademark the next time you're food shopping. Based on their popularity to date, it might not be long before we're all eating a little something kosher.
Takeaway English
from the BBC.